everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
All right. Yeah. Time for some action. Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
Look at you trying to romance me like Joey.
How you doing?
Stop. So, did you hear me in the Daily Dust talking about Matthew McConaughey?
No, I missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had gotten out of the car.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right, all right, all right. That is not all it. Right, he was actually right, up right. for the part of Jack in Titanic, but supposedly wouldn't drop his Texas accent. How can you be from Ireland and
be from Texas?
Or wherever he was supposed to be from. Anyway, I have never seen the Big Boat movie. Have you?
No, I've seen parts of it.
I've seen parts of it, but I've
I
never...
know how it ends.
Exactly! That's what I've always said. I know how it ends.
Yeah.
So, how you doing today, Mr. Kane?
I'm
you
good.
Seem a little sleepy.
I'm sleepy today.
You
I'm
haven't
tired.
Had your coffee, have
no,
you?
No, I have not had my coffee.
I had a feeling you'd be running behind today.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I know... Okay, look. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Because, for those who do not know, who are listening right now, and that includes your mom...
I'm
just kidding. She called me yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to call her back yet. So, anyway. Right. Cater's messaging me. Miss you guys. Hope all is well. Yeah, it is. Here's the thing. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it was.
I mean, you, like, never went anywhere, so I can't help
Sorry.
You.
Sorry. I was thinking about the fact that you... don't go to bed for hours after I do because right. I get up. My alarm goes off at 3:45
yeah.
and I try to be up at 4. Please note the try. I try to be up at 4 and here's the thing. I don't watch TV like with you very often.
No,
you watch a lot of television without me. And so I saw this story today. About TV shows and like, okay, so there's nothing worse than one that gets canceled without a resolution. I hate
that.
That used to happen to us a lot back in the day. But what about a show that like bleeds out at the end that forces you to watch, you know, for a resolution, hoping that it gets better, but it never does. And then it's just like, bleh, this is awful. I'm going to quit watching it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, I didn't finish watching Grey's Anatomy. After Denny died, Denny Duquette, who was Izzy's love of her life, right. I quit watching.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore. And then, or maybe it was when George died. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You know what I did? What? I bailed on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's what... Okay, so that's one of the shows I was going to ask you about, because I couldn't watch that.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about the zombies in The Walking Dead as I do about the orcs in Lord of the Rings. They're disgusting, and I hate them. So, but I saw this comment because, you know, there were people that were... There's like a viral thread. I think it's on Reddit. Hold on, did I copy this out of Reddit? Yes, ask Reddit. So this person said that The Walking Dead overstayed its welcome to the point that it inadvertently erased itself from the mainstream consciousness.
Yep.
I think that everybody bailed pretty much at the same time. Would you like to reveal when that was?
It was right after Glenn died.
Yep. I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, everybody bailed. And the whole thing with Negan and it was like right all at the same time and it got lame.
I love that actor. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I love that actor. Well, he was the one who played Denny Duquette.
Yeah.
On Grey's Anatomy. But...
So apparently he is the cause of everybody quitting. Whatever that actor is, he is the kiss of death for the show.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. Yeah. I even have a book over there by his wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I know a lot of people bailed when Glenn died because, like, wasn't he one of the most popular characters?
Yes. He was like the first person that you met in the show. When the show started,
Glenn was?
Glenn was the first person being chased that you ran into.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that seems dumb to kill him. Like,
yeah.
He's a main character. Like,
he was.
Main character.
And I think they were following the comic book.
Oh.
You know, trying to stay true to the the storyline.
Yeah, no one does that. Why would you bother?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So a lot of people said Grey's Anatomy was too repetitive. Have you watched any of the, I'm looking at this list. Oh, you watched Game of Thrones.
I did.
I couldn't get into it. Like the first, I would walk through the room when you were watching and there was so much blood and gore. Then I was like, I can't.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was
no,
pretty,
you can watch that after I go to bed.
It's a pretty grown up show.
Yes, it is a very grown up show. So not that that bothered me. Did you watch Prison Break?
I did not.
House of Cards?
Nope.
I don't. Those are like business. Prison Break's not. But House of Cards, isn't that a show about like business? Those aren't the kind of shows you're interested in.
No.
And Once Upon a Time is like a horror fairy tale thing. Yeah, so you wouldn't be interested. Did you watch Shameless?
No.
I watched the first few seasons of Shameless. But it got hard to watch because they really went very grown up. And I was like, this is okay. I can't. Some very adult themes. Yeah. And it was a little too much for me. But I did watch. I was a faithful watcher of that 70s show.
Yeah.
But once Eric left, it was kind of eh. It didn't have the same joie de vivre. It lost something for me, and it made me sad that Eric wasn't on there. So by the final season, it was unwatchable because Jackie kept bouncing between people.
Well, I know.
And it was like, no, no, no. Just absolutely not. Have you seen The Umbrella Academy?
I have.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
I really liked that show, and that's not my kind of show. Now, Yellowstone is totally my kind of show, but I had to stop watching because it upset me so much.
Yeah.
I stopped watching and then I've gone back and watched, you know, some episodes and like been, okay, I have to stop watching for now because this is really upsetting me again. So I haven't watched the whole thing. But you haven't watched the whole thing either. You watched like the first two or three seasons. Yeah. And then
when the little boy went missing, that's the last episode I watched.
Oh, when I can't think of his name.
I don't know either.
Yeah, the grandson.
Yes.
That was the last episode you watched?
Yep.
They found him. Although the circumstances behind that were very disturbing and could be triggering for some people. Some of these shows have very triggering episodes. Like Grey's Anatomy had some horribly triggering episodes for people.
Yeah.
So, and Yellowstone, it was. Did you watch Longmire? Did you ever watch that?
No.
The Western? Yeah, that was, well, it wasn't a Western. It was about a sheriff in, like, Montana or Wyoming or something. I watched that. I really loved that. And I've listened to all the books of the Longmire series, so that one was really good. Lost? You watched Lost, didn't you?
I didn't watch an episode of Lost. Not one episode.
No, me neither.
Episode.
I am much more of a comedy TV person because I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and so I liked 70s an 80s style, like Three's Company, watched it all, although toward the end when they replaced Chrissy and had Chrissy's sister or something on there, I didn't care for that. They always, you know, are trying to replace people on shows. I was trying to think of some other Good Times. Loved that show when I was growing up. Watched a ton of it. We were joking around about the Archie Bunker about All in the Family, because I was doing Eat It, Archie. You should really move your feet when I'm trying to vacuum.
That's terrible.
I don't remember why I was teasing
you. You were vacuuming.
Was I really?
Yes.
Archie, don't just sit there. You should get up and help me move the furniture, Archie.
Ridiculous.
You were probably too young for that show.
Probably.
My dad thought that show was hilarious.
I mean, I watched it.
I loved the Jeffersons. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
I thought the Jeffersons was super funny because I thought the maid was hilarious. She was always rude to everybody. Not that that should surprise anyone, but I thought someone who was rude was hilarious. That's my kind of humor.
There you go.
Let's see. I watched that 90s show, the you know, pick up where they left off show.
Yeah.
About that 70s show's kids. And I actually liked it.
Yeah, never watched it.
Well, I think it's on Netflix, maybe. I don't remember, but I enjoyed it. Are there any shows that you are sad now that they've canceled them? Or that they didn't keep going?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Or have you watched anything way after everybody else watched it?
No.
I watched Downton Abbey way after the last movie came out. Then I went back and watched all of the series Downton Abbey, and it was actually better than I thought it was going to be, because I was everybody was bandwagoning it, and I was like, I don't want to bandwagon this. I don't want to be one of those people. But I did watch it, and I actually, because I like period pieces, and I know that you hate period pieces.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't watch that. Like, if you paid me, I wouldn't watch that show. Not even. There's not enough money for me to sit down and watch.
Oh, my gosh. Any Jane Austen movie I will watch, even the bad ones like Emma with Gwyneth Paltrow, because I can't stand her. But, I mean, I've watched them all. I love... You like to watch those shows from the BBC. What are those detective, the one about the doctor or the priest in the small town?
Yeah.
I can't think of what it's called. And you watch the something Midsummer Mysteries or something like that.
Yeah.
Those British shows. I can't think of what they're called, though.
I don't know.
Midsummer Murders.
Yes.
This one small little town or little province of Midsummer has more murders than any other place on the planet. But those help you fall asleep, like How It's Made.
Yeah, well, I don't get to watch them anymore.
You don't get to watch Midsummer Murders?
No.
Oh, do we not have
the... We don't have that anymore.
Oh, see, That's why I went back to Netflix, because there's something on there that I've been watching and several movies that I have in the queue that I want to watch, because we had gotten rid of Netflix. Oh, no. You know why I went back to Netflix? To watch the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's another. Do not get me. You should not let me get started on putting professional sports on streaming apps all over the place.
Yeah, it's coming.
They're not on what? No, it's already there. They're not on one thing. No, they're on 15 different things.
Like, it's
things.
Coming like full time, where you're not going to be able to watch over the air.
That's so games. Ridiculous, because, I mean, the advertisers are already paying for advertising. I shouldn't have to pay to watch it too. That's what. Hello, radio. Yeah. Hello, television. That's the whole point. Like, that's when you've taken commercialism too far for me.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I mean, how about this? We have KFMO Sports Plus, and we have KFMO Live. Those are our ways to watch local high school sports and MAC athletics, watch or listen to, for free.
Right.
It does not cost you anything to get to enjoy local high school and MAC sports, because we have free services. Our advertisers are the ones who take care of that for you. They're the ones helping us to create that service for you. So when they put, you know, stuff on streaming service and I have to pay for it on top of the fact that there are ads in it, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that.
I don't think anyone's listening to you.
You mean like the networks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't like them, so I'm just gonna, not the networks, it's the NFL, which, by the way, we also offer the Kansas City Chiefs for free on AM 1240 KFMO. Doesn't cost you anything to listen to the game.
Yeah, but it's gonna cost you to watch it.
Yeah, it is. I'm angry.
I can tell.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to my voice right now, you can listen to the Kansas City Chiefs coming up in preseason and in the regular season on our sister station, AM 1240 KFMO, for free.
That's awesome.
There you go.
There you go.
That's my public service announcement.
Yeah, well.
No one's going to cancel my show.
No, that's true.
I just had the boss on a little while ago. I'll let her be on every day if she wants to, as long as my show doesn't get canceled. All right, I'm canceling Coffee with Kane right now.
Bye.
You can go and get some coffee.
Amen.
I feel
Thanks.
Bad for you. I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I appreciate you being here.
I'm all right. I'm glad to be here.
You're going to survive? Okay.
I'm going to survive.
I'll see you later, Mr. Kane.
Okay,
that's
bye.
Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane on B104.3. Good morning.